After decades in California, The Tonight Show is back in New York City and will make its debut this evening. Like many TV programs and movies, the show benefits from tax incentives to film in New York, in this case, one tailor-made for the program. WNYC's Jessica Gould weighs the cost and benefits of our Hollywood on the Hudson.
It's time for pros and cons. Here we go.
Most things come with pros and cons. Just ask The Tonight Show's new host, Jimmy Fallon.
Here are the pros and cons of the pumpkin spice latte. Pro, they make Starbucks smell like a bakery. Con, they make your breath smell like you ate a Yankee candle. That's true.
Well, tax credits for the TV and film industry are no different. First, the pros. New York hosted more than 180 productions last year. Most of them were feature films, plus a bunch of TV shows. Big names like Boardwalk Empire and Girls.
So a banner year, biggest year we've ever had.
Kenneth Adams is commissioner of the New York State Department of Economic Development. And he says all that activity is no coincidence. The state offers a 30% tax credit, plus an extra 10% for some counties upstate. The goal is to attract productions to New York.
And yeah, we do compete against Hollywood, against Toronto, against North Carolina, Louisiana. Other states have these programs. And so we work very, very hard to partner with the industry and keep these jobs here and grow these jobs here.
The state created the credit a decade ago, and since then it's tripled. Last year, Governor Cuomo extended the credit for another 5 years with some new language. For relocated television productions that spent at least 5 seasons out of state with an audience of 200 or more. Sounds kind of like The Tonight Show, right? Adam says that's the point.
We did make changes to the program because we did want to attract these long-running, high-budget productions to New York State.
According to Adams, the tax credit pays for itself, and then some. It's capped at $420 million a year. Meanwhile, the industry generated $2 billion in spending last year, and it supports 125,000 jobs. We're not talking about the stars here, whose salaries aren't covered by the credit, but everything that happens behind the scenes.
My name's Roland Brooks. I'm a scenic artist.
Brooks works at Steiner Studios in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, which bills itself as the largest U.S. studio outside Hollywood. It's just one of several studios in the city. But Brooks says there was a time, back in the 90s, when he couldn't get work in New York.
The movies didn't come here anymore. It became cost prohibitive. So I had to go out of town a lot.
He did Biloxi Blues in Arkansas and Striptease in Florida. Then New York created its tax credit.
Yeah, work started coming back and we got very busy for movies here. You know, I put 35, 40 people to work as scenic artists on my jobs.
A couple studies, one from the state comptroller and another commissioned by the governor's office, found the credits boost the local economy. But some researchers are skeptical.
What we found was that the economic activity generated by the industry does not merit the kind of credits they've been getting.
Marilyn Marks Rubin is a professor of fiscal policy at John Jay College. She recently co-authored a lengthy study of the state's business tax credits for a commission convened by the governor. And she says the film credit has gotten so big, it's basically a cash payment to production companies. Here's how Rubin explained it.
Let's say you owe $1,000 in taxes, and you're eligible for a $2,000 tax credit. The state will send you a check for the $1,000 in credits that you couldn't take because you didn't have taxes that were high enough.
She says that money has to come from somewhere, so it either translates into higher taxes for the rest of us or fewer services. Although if you didn't hear about this, you're not alone.
And then a decision was made that the report would not be included in the tax commission's final report.
Sources say the governor's office just didn't like the findings. So when the full report was published, that 140-page section was left out. I asked the governor's office, and they said the commission was in charge of deciding what made it into the final report. And it did include the basic recommendation, reducing the credit a little bit, by $50 million. But Rubin isn't the only one raising concerns. The nonprofit Tax Foundation says the incentives are a race to the bottom between states. And Jared Meyer from the Manhattan Institute calls them a waste of money.
I mean, a state could really attract almost any industry if they paid a quarter to a third of its costs. But what I think is a better system is to lower the tax rates for everyone and not have politicians pick the winners and losers.
This year, one of those winners is The Tonight Show. NBC says the decision to move to New York was a creative one, but the credits made it possible. Now the company says the show is bringing more than 500 full-time jobs and a couple thousand temporary positions to the city. And NBC says come tax season, it will definitely be applying for the new credit.
Ruth, can I get some thank you note writing music, please?
So when Jimmy Fallon writes his regular thank you notes, maybe he'll add New York's tax code
thank you
to the list.
Crossword puzzles for making me feel dumber and dumber as the week goes on.
For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.